from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Triple M.
Here it is, your Tuesday full show dump.
Yes.
After a night out on the town for us last night.
Yes,
we had a mutual friend starting her own publicity business.
Yes.
Yeah, and good on her for doing that.
Yeah,
it's a brave, gutsy thing to do.
Sure is.
Having left the sort of stability of a workplace.
Yep.
To start your own enterprise.
Yes. Hotshot PR.
Hotshot PR. And it's a very busy room.
Oh, my God.
It?
Anyone who's anyone.
Oh, I know if I need public relations, I go to Hotshot PR.
Me too.
Steph Rezar is my first point of call.
Absolutely.
Good man.
Yeah. She's got all the contacts.
Oh, sure does.
Tim Zoo ringing any bells? One of the great chats. Steph to thank for that.
She just brought him in.
Yeah.
She's brought Gilly in before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gilly.
Back on side. Yeah.
Tim Zoo was here once. Do you remember him?
Yep. Remember Tim. Two Tims.
Two Tims.
Tummy Tool Tims.
Always had Tool Tims.
Love Tool Hats.
Love Tool Tims.
Well, you can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shear Gold Show. God, it's so hot in here.
It's so hot.
But we did have a little shindig last night.
It was lovely.
And it was attended by everyone from
us to Eddie.
Jane Elliott.
You chose, out of all the people in that room, the old publicist from Nova.
I don't know Jane Elliott.
No one knows Jane Elliott.
Lovely to see Jane.
She's in publicity.
I had a great chat to Jane last night.
Of course she's going to be there.
I meant to make my way over, but her hair was scaring me.
All right.
In a room with Dave Hughes, Eddie McGuire, Mark Howard,
Chrissy Swan,
you picked Jane Elliott.
Kingy was there.
Kingy, Howie,
Jason Dunstall,
Billy,
Dave Thornton was there.
Dave was there. And I was crying, which is always a pleasant change.
All right. I'm going to kick us off today on the podcast.
Where are you going?
This is fun.
So we recently, Will admitted to us that he has a photo in like the Anne Getty style as a baby.
And I messaged
Kim, Will's mum, but she doesn't have it. She reckons it's at Bill's house.
It probably is. Yeah. It'll be at the farm.
But she sent me some other beauties.
Oh, great.
Because I also said today that Will made this expression today where he just looked like, I'm like, I could picture exactly what Will looked like as a little kid.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Were you a cheeky kid?
No, I was very straighty 180. I was a good boy.
Well, that changed, didn't it?
You didn't look like a good boy here with Santa. You look a bit sad.
Oh, look at him.
Look at that cute boy.
Look how disinterested Claire is.
Claire is not happy to see Santa.
She's like, oh, God, this bloke again.
Here
Why
is
it
Will
always hurt when I sit on his lap?
Oh, you got Herbie the helicopter.
Do I?
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Well, he's got a bee on his hat.
I don't even know where this is. What a retro photo.
Isn't it?
The television behind
cool
you.
The rug, the tiles, everything. Oh, my God, that
the coffee
television.
Table.
And is that, look at that Game Boy.
What turtleneck. I'd like to get back into turtlenecks.
Yeah, you should.
What Game Boy?
I wouldn't be worried about it.
Must be the next one I've seen.
Oh.
That's our interesting photo.
Oh, the yeah, this one.
Oh, there I am.
Oh, Mambo. You look so cute.
Mum was always in control of my hair.
Yeah.
That was that look at that era of hair. It was like the Statue of Liberty crown.
Yeah.
And the amount of gel that would go forward and then up.
Yeah.
That's like a wild hair hairstyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Mambo.
Oh, you cutie.
You've grown into your teeth, which is fortunate.
Oh, how old was that?
If they'd kept growing at that rate.
Bugs Bunny.
Mate.
Yeah.
Worse.
I had a huge gap between my teeth. You can see it there.
I went through that stage in my teeth. They were giant in my head, but then you grow into them. Your head just gets bigger.
The rest of my teeth just push them together eventually.
You were cute.
Oh, thank you, Lauren.
All the girls would have had crushes on you.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, I know. It was so silly.
Barking up the wrong tree.
I was playing Diddy Kong Racing in the back there on my Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Nice. Jeez.
You know we're on.
That's fun.
I'm not talking for the rest of the podcast.
Lauren's done now.
William, what do you got?
You happy?
Insta?
How could you slap?
Come on. That's funny.
It is really funny. But
now on earth we've got context around it.
What are you going to do?
We've got to put that into context now.
Oh, you're going to leave?
You have to. Williams. it's viral. I think you can
say, how can she slap?
I think you can say, how can she slap? Yeah. This crazy Indian TV show. I don't even. We had to Google what it's about. And basically, the premise is that an Indian woman just abuses men, and they're not allowed to react.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is taking place, and it's going well, as far as I'm concerned. She was giving them an absolute serve.
Mm. Yeah.
And then she goes over to one of them and really tells him to go and get effed, and he says, no, you go.
Yeah.
And then she slaps him, and then within a half a second, he just slaps her back.
He absolutely.
He belts her.
It was half an eye.
The show is called Dadagiri.
Dadagiri.
Yeah.
And
Papagiri?
Papagiri, maybe. Right.
Not that to be confused with Dadagiri Unlimited.
Yeah, right. That was the sequel.
And then anyway, kerfuffle ensues.
Oh, yeah.
And all we hear from him is, I'll get you slapped. And it's just the way that it's delivered that's really...
He says it three or four times.
He says it three or four times.
And then about 40 men. 40 from
men
side
from
of state.
God knows where. They can't all be on the crew. Just come and pile on him.
Mm.
Maybe it is in front of a live audience.
It could have to be.
Yeah. But how can she slap?
I mean, that's not part of the rules. It has to be agreed upon, apparently, before.
Yeah.
And she just.
She belted him, though.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I mean, we never accept violence in any form.
Never.
No.
So.
But I do love a catchphrase.
This is a fun flashback. Mick Mac found this. I don't know where. And it looks like it is 1996 Troy on the right.
Oh, my God. I didn't know who we were looking at.
Troy.
Oh, my God. It is.
Look at you, Troy.
How old are you there?
The launch of Get a Life.
Well, 96 is 96. 30 years ago.
Yeah. So I would have been 20.
Is that Stick Maribo?
Yeah, where? Stick.
Oh, I didn't see him at the end.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's there over to the left. It is a terribly grainy photo, it has to be said.
No, I actually only saw myself in the middle.
You did.
I just was like that. No, honestly,
I was just an
unfortunate choice of words.
I know.
You could have just said, yes, there he is.
Troy.
I didn't mean it how it was delivered.
What about Vaso...
Apostopopoulos.
Apostopopoulos.
Apostolopoulos. The 1996 Young Achiever of the Year. Do you remember? Nice. Do you remember Vaso?
I do actually. I would have been 23 in that photo. I reckon.
Wow.
God, 96. You look younger. You look about 16 or something.
Yeah.
Well, I was 21 when I started doing that job. So yeah, that which was 94. So yeah, 23.
Do you remember the minister, Mrs. Jan Wade, in the middle?
The lady in the middle. Jan Wade. I do remember her. I remember her.
Jeez, I struggled there.
Jan Wade.
I mean, you gave us Vaso Astapopoulosis, no troubles, and then you've given them a bit of Jan Wade.
Oh, it is so hot in here.
It's so hot.
It's on cool.
That would have been one of those things I asked us to do as an interview for the profile and paid us $13 an hour on Black Thunder Pilot wages.
Yeah. Good profile.
Thunder Pilot wages.
We love celebrating the good news of our listeners.
Yes. Who's had a baby?
So we've tried to dial back on baby photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we can still celebrate new babies.
I think listeners having a baby is excellent.
But this involves adults, so it's a bit more exciting. So this is Lily who says, hey, Will, long-time listener.
Good on you, Lily.
Lovely.
Just wanted to share that my partner and I, who are big fans of the show, finally tied the knot on Friday.
They look so young.
They do.
I was listening to the podcast whilst myself and the bridesmaids were getting ready to calm the nerves. Love the show.
I love her dress.
Both. Both of them look stunning.
Yeah. I would have thought she got changed. Fair enough.
Can I just say, Lily, that's not about you. That's about Marty. Oh, no.
Everyone looks bad today.
Everyone looks bad. Everyone is everyone.
I wouldn't have worn it.
Okay. What would you have worn? Nothing.
I wouldn't have worn a tiara. It's not Princess Mary.
One of the most offensive things I've ever heard you say, it wasn't to someone, but someone's appeared on the screen and you've gone, oh, gee, she didn't make her wedding date, wedding weight, the poor time. I remember thinking, Marty.
Was that early?
Years ago.
I've heard him say that plenty of times.
That specific thing.
Poor thing didn't make her wedding.
She looks lovely. Well done, Jay.
Congratulations.
Something said today off air, and it made me chortle about, is that his voice? There was two men on the music. Is that his wife?
I don't remember.
Like the three Veronicas.
The three Veronicas. Yeah, I thought there was only two. But no, there was a mysterious third one.
Funny.
We had from... oh, no, we haven't done the virginity one yet, have we? That's in today's show.
Yeah.
We have from Shal. Morning, delayed response as always, but catching up on the pod. Would love to know Matt's reaction to how I eat a Big Mac.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Never eaten one whole. Always eat them later, layer by layer. Yeah.
What?
Top bun with chips folded in. Nice. Meat patty, nice. Middle bun with lettuce, bottom bun with meat patty all together.
Yeah, I've been known to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Deconstruct it.
It's just tasty. And then it feels like you get more.
It's not tasty because you're not getting all the flavours together.
Well, you kind of are.
No, you're not. You're separating. No, you're not. Well, how? Explain to me how you're getting the flavours together if you're eating it layer by layer.
Because you're getting a bit of the sauce on everything.
Which layers have sauce if you're doing it like that?
There's two layers of sauce.
The top bun's the only bit that you're not going to get sauce on.
Yeah.
And I get rid of the top bun anyway.
Well, he whacks chips in his top bun.
Yeah. I like the inclusion of chips. I'll give him credit for that. But
chips in any turd.
Whatever. Shell. Just put it in your mouth.
Chips in, God, I feel like McDonald's and I'm trying to be so good. But once you start, I reckon they put something in that that's addictive. Cool. Because
salt.
Once you,
and
once
sugar.
You start, oh man, I just want it.
Mm-hmm. Can we isolate that?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hard.
Oh, it's so hard. Man, I just want it.
Oh, man.
I just want it. It's so hard. From Leah.
Stop.
Changes happening. There are a lot of changes happening.
They are.
Thank you, Matthew.
There are soon. It's your last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we won't see you next Tuesday.
No, you will not see me next Tuesday.
Singapore will.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going in to have a sling, aren't you, in Singapore?
A sling?
He's going to have a Singapore sling at Raffles.
Famous, it's a famous cocktail, Lauren.
Sex sling.
What was your... inside scoop on Molly.
No. We don't need to revisit that one.
That's a theory.
I thought you'd broken the story.
It's a hypothesis.
I stand by it, though.
From Leah and Zach.
Zach!
They have a debate, and the stakes are high, okay? So this is something that they've disagreed on about the show, and one of them's right. Leah says, "Hey, Will and all, my partner Zach and I have a bet going. If I'm right, he has to build me a glass house.
Mm.
If he's right, he gets a brand new set of golf clubs."
Oh, this is good. There's some jeopardy here.
Well, a glass house, you know, like a greenhouse type
thing. Yes, sorry. I was like, what?
Got it. I can show you the site of the glass house that Leah has proposed.
Okay, proposed site. Nice. The plans in with council?
Okay.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jeez, they're in a...
Gee, they've got a very remote property.
Bit of acreage.
I mean, really, Zach's going to have to build the glass house anyway.
Correct. Yeah,
absolutely.
He's going to get out of that.
Yeah. They've started.
He's not going to get out of that.
Yeah. No.
Okay. I bet that the dog Marty lost during Cyclone Tracy was not called Moggy.
What?
Please tell me I'm right. We can't Google it and we can't find any information.
Moggy.
What was your dog's name?
The Cyclone dog? Yeah. Raffles.
Raffles. Yeah. Dog. But you did have a dog called Moggy?
Mum's mother, Muriel, had a chihuahua called Moggy.
Wow. What would attack you under the couch?
Yeah,
is that that one?
Rub its little mangy scab under your feet. And
I remember that story.
When Don would leave the house and pick up his car keys, Moggy used to bite his calves all the way to the car. I was like, someone shoot this dog, please.
They were kind of both right.
Yeah, there's going to be controversy there.
But I think, I mean, the Raffles was the...
If the original question is what was the name of the dog in Cyclone Tracy?
That you lost in Cyclone Tracy.
Raffles.
But we don't know if you lost Raffles.
No. In my mind, Raffles
is fine. Raffles went on to have an excellent life.
Raffles didn't go with you, though, to your next house.
No,
it's too sad. I can't even think about it.
Raffles ended up in Oz with Dorothy.
Sure did.
What would be sad? The dog spinning around in a tornado.
The thought of Raffles not making it. I can't think about that.
But he wouldn't be alive now anyway.
No, but
exactly.
I'm glad you guys are all having a laugh.
I didn't.
You know?
I didn't.
I had a very, very deep relationship with Raffles. Too deep, some might say.
Did you fix his lipstick?
Yeah, I wanked him.
I said fix his lipstick.
I also showed him the peanut butter trick.
All right. Dogs do love peanut butter.
Mm. Sure. From Jason. Hey, Will Longshot, hoping for an anniversary shout-out from you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. What a handsome couple.
My wife, Sandy, has just started listening, and she's becoming a fan.
Okay.
It's our 4-year wedding anniversary today, actually today.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. They got married in lockdown.
Happy anniversary.
Congrats. That's so lovely.
Lockdown wedding.
Jason and Sandy.
I wonder if that was just a lockdown wedding.
Something to do, you're saying?
Oh, no, I apologise. They got married a week before lockdown.
I was going to say, how do you have a lockdown wedding? You get the celebrant on Zoom?
You'd have to.
Yeah, I don't think you.
Is that lockdown? As we all remember,
it was horrendous.
People weren't just coming over for parties.
No,
can you believe
that? Unless you were a,
you had to have a
prat.
Oh yeah,
and then you could do whatever you want.
Or you could have a bubble buddy.
No, that was quite late in the piece, Troy. You're just thinking of your experience.
Grindr is not a bubble buddy, by the way.
That was. Can you believe we went into lockdown almost 4 years ago?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy.
That feels like yesterday.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the CBD of Melbourne is still slowly clawing its way back out. You know, a couple of summers has helped. Things like Taylor Swift
artists,
are amazing.
Yeah, artists coming here. Because I remember thinking, are we ever going to go to a concert again? Am I ever going to go to the theatre and sit in a group with a group of people? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. From Monday, it was busy. Yesterday, it was good to see.
Yeah, it's great. I think it's really turned the corner in there. Yeah. And I think it's partly, you know, there's been a lot going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they're still struggling to get people back into the workplace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's changed forever.
I know.
The structure of how we work.
Mm. Yeah.
There's a lot of four lease signs still up.
Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of empty shops around where I live. Mm. A lot of empty shops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to have moved online.
Yeah. Yes.
It's one of those challenges, isn't it? Living in a big city.
But happy anniversary.
Yes, well done.
To Sandy and Jason.
Claire says, I'm going to miss Matthew.
Claire?
My favourite thing that got so much airtime with me and my mates in New York City is this video here, which I'm sending through on the YouTube.
Mm. On the YouTube.
She says, it's not the only reason I'll miss him, but
this is a fun flashback. This is one of my favourites.
Matthew yawning.
To the
like the lion.
I've never seen that.
Are you serious?
I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. Good. It just goes forever.
I love that.
So you need to watch it. God, your hair's long there, Will.
I know.
Yeah.
Look at this yawn.
Oh
my God.
It's a big yawn.
That's hilarious. And look, Matthew's not leaving.
Oh.
There's an open door policy where if he's free at this time, he's welcome to jump back in and chat.
I reckon he's going to be here a lot.
He's going to continue with the producers podcast. Yes. And any time that he's in the building, he's welcome in the studio.
Oh my gosh.
It'll just have a little less structure than what it's had in the past.
Yeah.
Yep.
And mercifully, I don't have to see him every day at 5 o'clock
It'll
in the
be good
morning
for your relationship.
With his little...
Maybe.
Ice cubes in his coffee and all of that.
Yeah. Oh, is that annoying you, is it?
No, you annoy me.
Right, okay.
Okay, this went from being Matt's so welcome back whenever you want, but also you.
I confused myself halfway through it.
Yeah. Enjoy climbing the ranks, Matthew.
Yes, because you're about to climb.
Your programming journey has commenced.
Yeah. It has. And he's flying business class to Singapore this weekend,
too.
Really stepping things up. Someone's done all right.
Yeah.
No, it's on points.
Well, it's not quite the same, is it?
Changes
happen. Changes happen.
Do I get fingers? Oh, I did get a finger. All right, let's go. Full show done from Triple M.
I could just lap.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here we go for a Tuesday morning, Marty. Oh,
yes.
Wonderful Tuesday.
Can
get lost in the mix, as I regularly say.
Yes.
I won't hear it.
No. Today's going to be a great Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tuesday.
Started strong with toast in here as well.
Had a bit of toast. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, eating breakfast.
Anything happening of any interest this evening?
I'm supposed to be going out to dinner.
I've got a
date
feeling.
Night, I think.
I think you're going to cancel that.
I might. There's a chance.
Yeah.
It might be a bit early. Night.
I know. That's the thing.
This is my one free night.
Your one free night this week? Oh, God. You've got too much in your diary, mate.
I know. And I thought this week was quite clear, and it's not.
Well, we all attended a function last night, which was a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Good friend of ours starting her own publicity business.
Yep. Hotshot PR.
Steph Rezara, number one.
Yeah. She is going to kill it. God, the amount of people there last night.
Oh, my God.
And
big
the
crowd.
Caliber of people.
Yeah. There was a lot of famous people there.
Mm.
Has anything been written up about it?
We're breaking it here first.
We're breaking the story.
You heard it here first.
Good on her for going out on her own, too.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Well done.
Challenging times. Shame she had a pimple last night, but that's okay. Yeah. I walked her through that.
Pimple? I didn't see her.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was right in the middle of the
fight. Mention it.
I mentioned it to her.
Oh, I know you told me, which I think is just...
I thought she'd want to know.
No.
That I'd seen the pimple in the middle of a forehead. Look.
Anyway.
I just noticed stuff. So sue me.
But you also don't have to say it.
Top six at six.
There you go.
Oh.
We never miss.
Sometimes.
Elite.
Elite.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Please do. Jump online. We often jump on the Toyota forklift advantage.
Scissor lifts.
So much
scissor lifts. Very popular in your area of the world, Matthew, Fairfield.
Yeah, I've seen a few around.
Yeah. Toyotas.
Oh, absolutely.
Coming in at one. Excessive screen time means Gen Z. Do we say Z or Z? Gen Z?
Gen Z,
I think.
Gen Z?
I think we say Gen Z.
Yeah, Americans say Z.
Gen Z has missed out on vital natural light during formative years, with potentially catastrophic long-term impact on their vision. Oh, this is serious. They'll spend sitting in their bedrooms staring at screens.
Too much screen
time.
Need
to get outside.
Kids staying indoors on their devices in a crucial window during puberty. Matthew, you understand puberty better than anyone.
A lot of change is happening.
Means they aren't getting sufficient dopamine, which in turn is damaging their eyes. Kids go blind staring at screens sitting in their bedroom.
Nanny used to always say your eyes will go square if you stare at the TV too close. Right. Now they're just constantly.
Yeah. Constantly. It's insane how much screen time people are doing.
And doesn't the light keep you awake as well?
All of that.
Yeah.
It can't be healthy for you.
It is amazing seeing a kid and you just throw Bluey in front of them and then it's just like a zombie.
It's like a drug.
If you want to shut a kid up, gee whiz, I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I take an iPad to dinner.
For yourself?
Yeah, just for myself.
What do you watch?
I just watch a bit of YouTube and play a couple of basic games.
You know, solitaire?
Have a tartare and...
Steak tartare.
Dozen oysters.
Magnificent. Solid
play tartare. Candy Crush.
Pack woman.
Oh.
Coming in at two, Tasmania's AFL team is to be named the Devils. Did we know that?
We had been teased that in the lead-up, but yeah, it's confirmed now.
And play under the predominantly green strip of the club's state jumper. The new team will officially be launched on March 18, where the name, logo, colours will also be unveiled.
Yeah.
Do they have a stadium?
That's the sticking point at the moment. Two of the other names that were touted but didn't gain much traction were the Swifts.
Yeah.
The Swift Parrot.
Oh.
And the Penguins.
Yeah. But Sydney Swifts is quite a strong brand.
Yeah. There it is.
I don't think you could just gazump them and go for Swift.
Apparently they're in a bit of a legal thing with Warner Brothers because of the Tassie Devil. It's like, but the Tasmanian Devil is...
Tasmanian.
A Tasmanian animal. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
What was the other one? Swifts and what?
Penguins.
Oh,
penguins is terrible.
They were never actually in contention.
No. Yeah. I mean, imagine running out with a penguin on your jump.
I like the Penguins.
There's an ice hockey team called the Penguins.
Yeah, but that's ice hockey.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. All right, you don't have to shout at him, but I agree.
You're the idiot.
The AFL has issued Alistair Clarkson with a please explain after it deemed his apology for an expletive-laden rant at St Kilda players was not a sufficient penalty. Clarkson apologised for inappropriate and unnecessary language yesterday after abusing St Kilda players in the minutes after Jimmy Webster's bump on Jai Simpkin. Mm. Well, he's got form, Clarko, hasn't he?
So much form.
He'll say whatever he thinks.
Yeah.
To whoever.
He went after that Channel 9 reporter last year.
Well, what about on the footbridge in the Adelaide game?
Grabbed
a bloke by the throat. I mean, he's just... Look, I think he's a hothead.
He's a hothead, and he would admit it.
And I think he would admit it, and he was probably not happy with how he, you know, behaved in the moment.
Yeah.
But I tell you what about this Webster guy's brothers and sisters?
Oh, his family, they...
Chipping in on social media.
They helped out.
Giving it a bit of well done.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what kind of dunce idiot doesn't understand that it's 2024, and if you tip into a conversation like this, you're just making trouble for yourself.
Yeah. 30 seconds, mate.
Oh, Christ. Just weeks out from her 60th birthday, Elle McPherson's appeared at the Melbourne Fashion Festival to walk the catwalk for the first time in 16 years.
Good on. Amazing.
Julian Knight spent his birthday arguing over government cash, and he claims he suffered abuse in the Defence Force before committing one of Australia's worst ever massacres, of course, the Hoddle Street Massacre. Mm-hmm. Humiliation for the Jonas Brothers in Australia. Ticket prices have been slashed after shows failed to sell out. It's like Groundhog Day.
Top 6 at 6.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March the 5th today, Marty.
March the 5th, 1987, number one song.
Yeah. Kim Wilde. Keep me hanging on.
So Kim Wilde was hot.
Would have been at her peak. Absolutely. In the late 80s.
Absolutely at her peak. 1807, the first performance of Ludwig van Beethoven's Fourth Symphony in B.
Ah, this one.
You know this one?
Yes. Gee, they would have lost their minds.
Mm.
Oh.
Wait for the drop.
Have you heard...
Wait for the drop.
Beethoven's
have
new
you
one?
Heard Ludwig's new one?
Gee.
New music first.
Yeah. I had a couple of pingers. It was great.
He was the Fred again of his time.
He really was. Turned down for what? Beethoven's here.
Turn up for this.
Turn up the feel good.
Hilariously Melbourne. That's how he positioned himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
1949, Bradman plays his last innings in first class cricket. Gets 30.
Nice.
Wouldn't have been happy with it.
Nah. But hey, swings and roundabouts.
1949, he nearly played into the 50s. That's crazy. As the batsman,
he comes surely. He was born 1908.
1908, so he was 41. Jeez, not many blokes rolling around at 41. Although I saw Peter Siddle's just about to... Oh, he's turning 40 in November. Still going. Vic's lost to Tasmania yesterday. 1971, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin is first played. Don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by. Great track.
Ah. And there's still time to
change the road you're on. John Bonham, God, he could drum. 1993, Boston Celtic Larry Bird undergoes back fusion surgery.
Gee whiz.
Wow. God, that sounds awful, doesn't it?
Sounds painful.
Back fusion? Oh, geez.
Don't want to get that wrong.
What is that? Is that like...
I don't know. Absolutely. I've got no idea.
Back fusion.
Yeah. Back fusion.
God, it sounds painful.
Mm, you fractured it maybe?
Well, he would have had a lifetime of back problems if he's having back fusion surgery.
Imagine it's still plaguing him.
I would have thought so.
Is that what Steph had? Our friend, I think that's what our friend Steph
back
had.
Back fusion. 2002, American reality TV program The Osbournes, featuring the family of Ozzy Osbourne, premieres on MTV.
Sharon!
What was that?
That's Ozzy.
Sharon! Sharon!
Is that even him or is that like an impersonator?
No, I think that is him.
That would be
Sharon!
Him.
Yeah. DC's nodding.
I don't feel that's like Ozzy. That show flattered anyone in that
It didn't.
No.
It didn't.
It's like, who wins?
Yeah.
The viewers, obviously, because we get to watch Ozzy stumble around on it.
And the TV network.
They have a podcast now and the clips, they all look, I mean, Sharon, please go easy. The surgery that woman has had.
Oh, really? Oh, right. She's big on the surgery?
And I think, oh, my God.
She has a nighttime talk show in the UK as well on one of the news channels.
Does she? Mm. And what about the boy? Look what was his name?
Jack.
Jack. Jack! Jack! Two!
Two, Jack!
Two, Jack! She looks like five different
it's like
women.
A Tim Burton character.
It really is.
Sharon!
Oh, my God. I can't. There's 8 photos of her. She looks different in every photo.
Yeah.
And what was the daughter's name? Latinos, who's going to clean the toilets?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's right.
And they had another daughter who wasn't in the show. She'd want to be in there. Amanda or something.
Good call.
Mm. Yeah.
The right decision.
That's who won.
That's who won.
At the meeting, Amanda's going, actually, you know what? I'm not going to do this.
I'd rather not.
Because you guys are all peanuts. Ozzy, how is that guy still alive?
I honestly have no idea.
He must have the constitution of a horse, Ozzy Osbourne.
He's only 75.
Ozzy, he looks 105. He looks like Ida Buttrose. He really does. He looks exactly like Ida because she's so old. She's so old, she's quit.
2015.
Harrison Ford, Amanda. Crash lands his 1942 Ryan Aeronautical ST-3KR aeroplane in California. Do you remember that?
I don't remember this happening.
Yeah, I think he lobbed it onto a golf course.
Golf course, that's right. He did too.
Oh, you don't remember this story, Troy?
No, I don't remember the story at all. Totally missed that.
2019, Kylie Jenner is the world's youngest ever billionaire at 21. Wow. How'd she make her money?
Skincare. And lip kits. Lipsticks and things. Makeup.
Have you ever talked to her about Noni's lipstick? What you have to do with it when you have to tug it to get it to go back in?
No, I haven't. I wonder if she would have some advice. No. That isn't an issue anymore. And I didn't have to tug it. I put a cold washcloth on it.
On your dog's lipstick.
What am I meant to do? Let him run around with it out? It gets dry and it gets infected.
Well, then you should put cream on it and let him be free. I'll often run around with my penis out.
Birthdays!
John Frusciante's turning 54. John Belushi passed away on this day in 1982. Oh,
wow. That is on this day for March the 5th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Good prize this week on three-way, Marty. Couple of $100 to spend at Uncle Rico. Update your wardrobe without breaking the bank at Uncle Rico. You can get four tees for only $99 for a limited time only, and applicable to some printed white tees only.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that.
It is.
I love this one, this white one. It says, I heart DP.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, good. Look, even if you're not taking part in three-way, jump online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a fun website to navigate as well.
Yeah. Uncle Rico.
A fun website to navigate?
Yeah. Have a look at.
Oh, did you like that language, Matthew?
What a consume. Selling point. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah. It's a fun website to navigate.
It's got fun things.
It's got fun things.
And I've
got
all the things too,
officially licensed VB and Melbourne Bitter merch, the CUB stuff, so.
Yeah.
Do you like the VB jacket that you might see on our Instagram?
It's a wonderful jacket,
great jacket.
Our carryover loser, Kate, from yesterday, Marty, unable to join us this morning. She had to start work, unfortunately.
Kate.
Two new contestants here, Daniel and Jesse with us.
Hello, Daniel.
How you going, Marty?
I'm great, mate. How are you?
Great.
What are you doing for a living, Daniel?
I actually putting up real estate signs.
Oh!
That's
fun.
The big boards big signs, out the front.
Yep.
Do you do the ones with the lights in them as well?
Yeah, we do light ones. We do, wrap cars. We do pretty much, anything that needs a board.
Yeah,
or a
nice.
Shop front, we do, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Got to drill those star pickets in and away you go.
Yep.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Ooh, heavy work. Jesse's in Ferntree Gully. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Marty and team. How are we?
Good, Jesse. Mate, how are you?
First time, long time. Oh,
good on you, Jesse. What do you do for a living, Jesse?
Sparky.
There you go. Mate, you know I love electricians.
You do.
You know I was electrocuted once. Shocked.
Yeah,
shocked.
That's right.
I was shocked, Jesse.
You're electrocuted.
Have you been shocked?
Oh, multiple times.
Yeah. It feels funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like,
does it feel kind of good?
No, I wouldn't say it was good.
Right.
No, it's more like a pulse. Like
yeah.
A pulse.
Yeah. Heavy pulse.
Yeah. I like the sound of that.
I don't think you'd like it if you're on your own, top of a ladder.
I did once touch an electric fence.
Yeah, I've done that.
And
I've done that
kind
too.
Of you liked it?
Where did you touch it?
What part of your body was on the fence?
My hand, but it sounded like a weird, ooh. I mean, it's fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Didn't feel good.
Hasn't affected you at all.
No.
Hardly at all. Daniel, Jesse, here we go, boys. Tell me what these three things have in common. Your names, your buzzer, best of three, first of two. Curveball sent in on the Instagram by Jennifer. I'm not familiar with Jennifer.
It may have been
I think it was Jennifer Moore. I'm not sure if she's sent three ways in.
Here we go. Name is your buzzer. Daniel v. Jesse. Question one. Burgess Meredith. Danny DeVito, Colin Farrell.
It's
a tough one. It's a curveball.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
All actors.
Yeah. I'll need more information. That hurt. I can hear the pain in that from Daniel. It's like, either that or you're having a poop.
No, I'm just out walking the dog.
Yeah,
that old one.
Did they all play the penguin?
They all played penguin. The penguin.
It's the curveball.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one. Traditionally, it's harder.
Very scary, Danny DeVito.
Question two. Neo, Johnny Utah, John Wick.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
All characters played by Keanu Reeves.
Yes! Daniel.
Well done.
This is for the win, Daniel.
Oh, sham.
Shamrock.
Shamrock. Here we go, for the win. Question three. Wheat, malted rye, Italian herbs and cheese.
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Is it Subway footlongs?
Yeah! Oh, what a win!
Daniel, Jesse, would you like to come back for another try tomorrow?
Yeah, go on.
What's on the back
page? Right now, your sporting news, back page time. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. We're going to be joined by Max Gawn after.
I know. I'm really looking forward to catching up with Max, as always.
One of the biggest topics in the AFL world at the moment is the Jimmy Webster situation. He will head to the tribunal tonight to find out his fate. It is expected to be between 4 and 8 weeks, depending on who you are. So we'll see what happens.
Well, his brothers and sisters haven't helped him.
They really haven't. So they've jumped on Facebook, and there were some tasteless Facebook comments from three of his siblings.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
One was, "Oh, Jimmy," laughing emoji, face palm. One was, "Good night," and one was, "Fair bump, play on."
Good night is ridiculous.
Really taking the edge off the situation. It's not funny. So
no.
They've all since been deleted.
So oh, well, I'd say they should be.
Really not helping Jimmy out.
But good night is beyond childish.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I feel like that family is all like-minded, and by that
Please.
Simpletons.
Jimmy's act was graded as rough conduct that was careless, high contact, and severe, which I think everyone would agree with. Then after the incident, which was late in the first quarter between St Kilda and North, Alistair Clarkson has wandered over to towards the playing group, and he's gone on a tirade.
Sure.
He has since apologised for his inappropriate and unnecessary language, some of which has been reported.
He just can't stop himself, Clarko.
No. So he's previously abused Matthew Lloyd on an AFL field for that infamous collision with Brad Sewell back in 2009.
Yeah.
Last year apologised to the Channel 9 reporter that he said, "Your time will come," or something to that effect.
Yeah, it was a bit threatening. It wasn't nice. And defending Tarryn Thomas.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Grabbed the throat of an AFL Port Adelaide supporter briefly in 2015. He was fined $20,000 by the AFL in 2017 for comments about umpiring. So he does have a level of hot-headedness that
he sure
comes
does.
To the fore every
it's
now
passion.
And then. It's passion.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a player of North Melbourne, you would enjoy seeing your coach defending your co-captain. But
yeah,
he has apologised for the language he has used.
Why? What did he say? Have we found out what he said?
Well, what are we doing here, Matthew?
I don't think we need to repeat the word.
We say it rhymes with something?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
What does it rhyme
with? It rhymes with...
Mock plucker.
What did you say?
Mock plucker.
Oh, plucker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know,
that's
assess that as you
that's
will.
That's unfortunate from Alistair.
It is.
Sam Walsh. I wouldn't use language like that.
Never.
No.
Never.
You are
call someone a mock plucker.
Pluck at that. Sam Walsh will not make the trip to Brisbane. It's likely he will miss his first two matches with his back injury, which is very, very bad news for Carlton. Jesse Motlop has also been ruled out with a toe injury, who joins Jack Martin, Jacob Wiedering, and Caleb Marchbank, who will not make the trip up to the Gabba for that opening round clash on Friday. Big outs. So it's the toughest road trip in football, and Carlton will be against it heading into
Bossy
this match.
Survive round one.
Let's see.
Is that guy?
He's our guy.
He's always been my guy.
Bossy, mate, you guys were punting him after 9 rounds last year. You couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Not me. If you ever heard my chat with Cooter, you know.
No one has.
No one's heard your chat with Cooter, mate. Didn't quite make the cut.
Where can we find that chat?
This is fun. Gary Ablett Sr. appears to be selling all of his individual awards that he won during his glittering AFL career.
Okay.
So on an Instagram account called Entertainment by Vin, yesterday they advertised Ablett's 1993 Lee Matthews trophy for sale.
Wow.
They also advertised match-worn gloves, 8 pairs available if you get on that Instagram. And it's believed he's going to sell 200 items, including 3 Colemans, 1 Norm Smith, the famous 1989 Norm Smith. So if you're a cat snuffy,
here's your opportunity.
Some items up for grabs.
Wow.
And breaking news, relatively breaking, Sam Kerr, this is out of London. It is understood that the Matildas captain, who is currently injured, will face a criminal trial next year for alleged racially aggravated harassment of a police officer in London.
Sam Kerr.
Sam Kerr.
Our Sam Kerr.
So we don't know a lot about this at this stage.
Oh, dear.
But she has appeared in a London court on Monday, London time.
Yeah.
And accused of using insulting, threatening, or abusive words that caused alarm or distress to a police officer during an incident in Twickenham.
Sounds like a beat up.
Sounds like a beat up. Hopefully it is. January 30 it happened. But yeah, fingers crossed that nothing really comes of that one because we love our Sam.
You know, I said it sounds like a beat up with absolutely no information whatsoever. Yeah.
We can't make a judgment call.
But sometimes the police are weak, and this might be that kind of situation.
That is the back page.
Easily hurt police officer.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, $10,000 on offer every time we play Spin It,
we
DJ.
We have to give it away to
We do. Maybe we're about to give it away to Josh in Blairgowrie.
Hello, Josh.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. Josh. You're through to the studio. You've got a chance at winning $10,000, Josh.
Wow. You beauty.
It's pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do for a living, Josh?
I'm a carpenter.
Good man. Oh. Straight up. How long you been doing it?
Oh, 15 years.
Okay, you're across it.
Perfect. Jibby.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're across it. There's not many things that you would run into in the workday that you couldn't manage your way through.
Nah, not much.
Good feeling.
Yes, absolutely.
Got an apprentice?
Not at the moment, no.
Damn it.
Ah.
Have you ever set an apprentice's pubic hair on fire, Josh?
I haven't, no, but I've heard of it happening.
Okay, right. Good. There you go. I just wanted to clear that up.
So you're across it.
Yes, definitely.
It happens, mate.
Does it?
It does. Yeah.
We can't stop it, Lauren.
Oh, maybe I'll start a revolution.
Oh, what? In what way?
Not doesn't happen so much anymore.
Nah. No. Which is a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Different time, Marty.
But a good time.
Yeah.
You know, hazing.
Oh, no.
I don't have an issue with it.
I do. Bullying.
Oh, well, you call it bullying. We call it hijinks.
Hijinks.
Who's your favourite band, Josh?
The Living End.
The Living End.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I don't think anyone's ever said The Living End.
Melbourne band,
trio.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, some belting songs out of The Living End.
Double bass.
Mm-hmm. What's your favourite Living End song, Josh?
Oh, that's a tough one. Anything off that first album. That's what got me into it when I was a young boy.
That was a big one. Yeah.
Prisoner of Society,
Second Solution, that sort of stuff. Nice. Yeah.
Chris Chaney's guitar playing when I went to see the White Album, which was the sort of super band.
Mm.
His guitar playing was extraordinary.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he was good, but he was extraordinary. Josh, good luck. I'm going to hand you over to the king of steamed greens, Mr. Bok Choy himself. You're a peninsula man. He was a peninsula man.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
2017 Hall of Famer. Services to the arts. Josh, please make him feel welcome to family.
Thank you, Marty. Hey, Josh, are you ready for song one?
Yep.
We need title and artist. 10 seconds on the clock, mate. Here it is.
I've paid my...
That is Bohemian. No, it's Queen. We are the champions.
Yeah.
Yeah, good recovery, Josh. You almost talked yourself down the wrong road there.
You worry about that.
Bohemian,
no.
Well done, right. Josh.
Song two. Ready for song number two?
Yep.
Here we go.
Oh, that was hard to hear. No idea.
Have a stab.
Oh, In Excess. Oh,
no.
No.
It's this one, Talking Heads. Once in a lifetime.
Josh.
Once in a lifetime chance.
Yes.
You could always call back.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, awesome, Josh. Guys. Thanks very much.
Well done, Josh. Have a great day, mate.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Larry M just shared something.
Oh, yeah. We love Larry.
He's confessed he lost his virginity at Ben Buckler in New South Wales.
Huh.
Who's Ben?
Does he mean Ben Buckley? Ben Buckler. It looks like it's a beach.
It's a suburb.
Is that top photo the same as the bottom photo?
Yeah, I think it's like
So there was nothing there at Ben Buckler when Larry lost his virginity, and now look at it. It's completely overcrowded headland.
Yep.
Jeez, it's a stunning location.
Isn't it beautiful? There it is. Oh.
It looks like Bondi.
It does look like Bondi.
It is near Bondi.
The northern end of Bondi.
Ah, so that whole area of housing down that end of the beach wasn't there when Larry lost his virginity.
Mm. Right. He's described it as North Bondi.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
He posted photos of the suburb and wrote, "Ben Buckler was my life, the centre of my universe. We lived there. I learnt to swim in the baby's pool. May have peed in there a few times," says Larry.
Well, cheeky devil. That's fine. Yeah. He's only human.
Absolutely. "My first job, $5 for 4 hours, mm-hmm. was delivering newspapers around there. I learnt to surf just off those rocks. I hid there when I wagged school. I lost my virginity in the car park."
Larry. In the car park.
In the car park, Larry.
City. No, Larry.
Price is right.
The price is always right when Larry's involved.
Quite the chase.
Oh, very good. Yes, I was trying to think of a Wheel of Fortune one. I was just kidding.
But you didn't?
Good story, though. What else were you thinking about doing? Because you haven't done much today, it has to be said. Anytime you want to contribute.
I made you toast.
Yeah, that was nice. Where'd you lose your V-plates is the question we're asking.
Yeah.
And I think people know what we mean by that.
Yeah.
Loz has been big on this phoner.
I think it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. It is unique. Yes. Matthew, are you thinking Schwerkel?
We don't need to go into personal details.
Was it in the CD cupboard at Joy FM? With the far older Stephen.
Right, come on, let's get back to the story.
One Stephen might be listening.
Well, if Stephen is listening, give us a ring and tell us what Matthew's early days were like.
133353, or get in touch through Insta. You got someone Insta, Will.
We've got someone Insta. I don't know if they want to remain anonymous. I'll just use their names. George says, right behind Moorabbin Hospital in some shrubs after an underage dance party.
Behind a hospital?
In the shrubs.
Remember picking up a huge elm leaf off a tree to clean up?
We didn't need that.
We didn't need that detail.
I know someone who lost it in the Murray River. In the Murray River.
Oh, my God. That Pep C shot or something.
Yeah. I've never been as frightened swimming in a river in my life as in that river. Oh, my God.
There's lots in there.
Oh, and the current and the temperature.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a place to lose your V.
Oh.
And we had Josh who says, at a random woman's house after a big night out, she was 37, I was 19.
Oh, okay. I was panicking for a second.
Cougar.
Oh, cougar.
We're talking about losing the big V. Where'd you lose your V plates, Marty?
Who's this?
This is Samantha Fox.
It is too.
Yeah.
She was a classic Page 3 girl in the old days.
Touch me.
It's not a flattering way to refer to somebody.
No. A good career, though.
She had a wonderful career.
Yeah, great career. What do you got on Insta, Will?
We had a number of people. Brendan was one. Lost them at a girl from school's house. Now I live on the same block of land.
Nice.
Oh.
That's almost a what are the chances?
Does he mean he got married
still
to
with
her?
Them? Don't know.
Block of land.
I don't know.
I think it does.
Okay.
We had Tommy says back of my car at a beach in Ocean Grove.
Nice.
That's quite romantic.
Lovely location.
Yep.
Yes.
And then Chris, I lost my V plates on a boat trailer in the middle of the caravan park in Moama.
Oh God, caravan parks would be a hotbed for people.
Wouldn't they? Yeah. Just a holiday romance.
No, the ages were 14 and 15.
Oh.
We were then joined by another teenage couple. Had no idea what I was doing. Best 30 seconds of my life.
Wow.
Okay.
Chris. A lot going on.
Damien in Richmond with us, Marty.
Hello, Damien.
G'day, Marty. How are you, bud?
Wonderful, mate. How are you, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Where'd you lose the V-plates, Damien?
in the chug shed out the back, mate.
How wonderful. What a romantic location.
And Mum was calling her for dinner the whole time.
Oh, bloody Mum.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, we have been talking about losing the big V this morning.
Larry M just, I was going to say come clean, but I think I can do better than that.
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it.
He did come clean.
He came clean and talked about Ben Buckler.
Ben Buckler, which is North Bondi.
North Bondi, where Larry grew up, spent a lot of his youth.
Car park?
He said car park. Park. Yeah.
Popular place.
Yeah.
Popular
place. A romantic place for...
We had lots of things on Insta, William.
Yes, we had Di, who says in the backseat of an HQ sedan at my good friend's 18th. And then she's gone, hashtag car tart. Self-labelling, I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Brian reckons 1988 in my top bunk.
Yeah, not on the top bunk. Top you took the lady upstairs, Brian.
Ben says, can it get much more Aussie than this? A mate of mine lost the V-plate in the back of his Tirana at the Hallam Hotel.
Oh, that is about as Aussie as it gets.
You need privacy.
Yeah. And then Anonymous says, lost it in hot springs. Great learning experience. Oh. Finding out water is a terrible lubricant.
No,
Anonymous.
Thank you for the input. Appreciate your instance. What's on
the
Ba-ba-da-ba. Righto, time for your sporting news now. The wide world of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. Max Gawn joins us just after 8 o'clock and we can ask him about Clayton Oliver, who will play this Thursday
round zero.
Sydney. Round zero. He's built his fitness and form over the past month and they are happy that he's ready to go, which is great for him and for Melbourne. Yep. Three new faces will play for the D's. Caleb Windsor, that pick seven, who was very good in the practice matches in the last few weeks.
Yep.
Blake Howes and former Saint Jack Billings are all going to play their first games for Melbourne, which is exciting for the D's. As expected, Tasmania confirm that the AFL team that will be based down there with the 19th licence will be called the Tasmanian Devils.
Long meeting.
They're going to wear predominantly green, as we expected, and that official launch with the logo and everything will come on March 18th.
So they're pushing ahead with all of that, even though the big sticking point is the stadium.
Yeah, I think you can still buy foundation memberships if you want to get involved. But
really?
Wow. So where's all this headed?
The election is going to be a big one.
Yeah.
So I think that's in 3 weeks from memory. I think it was early April. So once that happens, we'll have a clearer picture.
$700 million stadium in Tasmania.
Has to be roofed.
It has to be roofed. And it has... Oh, dear.
We've seen a lot of windy games down there. I understand why the AFL want to commit to the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're tough conditions. And particularly winter. In the middle of winter.
It'll be freezing.
Put a tarp over it.
How many are they suggesting this stadium's going to seat?
Between 20 and 30,000. I don't think it's very big. 26,000 from memory.
And in Hobart?
Yeah, it'll be Hobart base, Macquarie Point.
There's a lot of water to go under that bridge.
A lot of water. Speaking of, the tribunal will see Jimmy Webster's hearing tonight. The MRO grading his act as rough conduct that was careless, high contact and severe impact. So we'll find out the fate of Jimmy Webster tonight at the tribunal. I imagine that will be another long hearing. We saw Sam Powell-Pepper went for about 3 hours last week. And he received 4 weeks. So,
what can they possibly talk about for 3 hours?
Yeah, biomechanics. Then they bring in someone who knew Jimmy as a kid and he was a good bloke. And
I don't need a testimonial on Jimmy's character.
Showed remorse. And these hearings take a long time.
My God. Just punt him, will you? And get on with it.
This is a bit of fun. Athletics. Femke Bol. She's a Dutch athlete. She's incredibly good. She is a gold medalist at the most recent world champions in the 400 metre hurdles.
Mm.
She's the second fastest all time in that event. She also broke the 400 metre 2024 world indoor champion world record in the last 2 days.
Mm.
And she typically sounds like this when she's interviewed.
I've been looking forward to come here now for quite a while. And the last weeks I've really wanted to be here and just come out here and compete. Yeah. So now it's really counting the days, so I'm really happy.
When she runs, there must be something happening to her lungs and she becomes exhausted and her voice goes very, very high.
Okay.
And then there is a tweet that went viral in the last 24 hours where they say, if you close your eyes and listen to this interview, you would think that Mickey Mouse has just run the 400 metres.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait.
So here is Femke post-race.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I'd leak in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear Hoppy way she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good. Wow. Now we keep going. And this crowd is so amazing.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
We have a bit of Mickey?
Yeah.
Be quiet and I'll let you out.
It's practically the same.
It's practically.
Oh my gosh.
That is well the Magpie.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
How's this for a little quirky fact?
Yeah.
Scientists have discovered how long it would take you to drop through the earth if you put a hole in either end.
I hate the thought of that so much.
Me too.
I mean, obviously you can't.
No.
Don't call me that.
Pardon?
obviously
you can't.
No.
According to calculations done by those behind the hyperphysics educational website, which I think we've all had a quick look at.
It's a good source.
It would take a person roughly 42 minutes.
Oh, that's shorter than I actually thought.
Your initial acceleration would be the surface acceleration of gravity, but the acceleration would be progressively smaller as you approach the centre. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Your weight would be zero as you flew through the centre of the Earth and would cause the traveller to oscillate back and forth.
Oh,
I don't want any of this. I'm falling again, I'm falling
again, I'm falling. Singing this as you go.
I would.
Unless the traveller grabs something to hold on, they will fall back for a return journey.
Would you just keep going like one of those little things.
You would continue to oscillate with a round time of 84 minutes.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah. I mean, you could get trapped in some sort of backwards and forth void.
Yeah. It's a hard no for me.
It's a hard.
It's an absolute hard no from me.
It's the Dance Academy.
And who is it today?
Jorg Bass.
Oh. Yeah.
J-O-R-G-E, Jorg.
Jorg.
Claimed medics at the Florencio Diaz Hospital in Argentina.
Diaz?
Do we think it's Jorge?
Jorge. It's Jorge for sure.
Yeah.
Or George.
I don't think it's George.
I don't think it's George.
Could be George.
Jorge.
Wouldn't he just call it George?
It is Jorge.
Yeah.
Of course it's Jorge.
Jorge Bass. Jorge Bass.
Jorge's claims that they've made a mix-up at the Diaz Hospital in Argentina, which, you know, as we discussed yesterday, doctors don't always get it right.
That's true.
Last Wednesday, he went in to get rid of his gallbladder. I never really understand what the gallbladder does.
It clearly isn't necessary.
No, people have them removed quite often, don't they?
Yeah. What's gallbladder.
What does it do?
Processing of toxins, maybe?
A sac located under the liver. It stores and concentrates bile produced in the liver.
Okay.
Bile aids in the... Yeah, we know what bile is. Thank you.
Bile aids
in the digestion of fat and is released from the gallbladder into the upper small intestine in response to food, especially fats.
Jeez, I didn't know any of that.
What happens if a gallbladder is removed? Your liver will still make enough bile to digest your food, but instead of being stored in the gallbladder, it drips continuously into your digestive system.
It drizzles, Matthew.
Matthew's olive oil.
Yeah. It drizzles into your digestive system.
It's just like a...
Jorge's surgery was for Tuesday before it was bumped to the next day.
Okay.
So he was going in to get the gallbladder fixed.
Yeah.
Jorge's lawyer explained that the hospital usually do gallbladder ops on Tuesdays and vasectomies on Wednesdays.
Right.
Hence the confusion.
Right.
So he's accidentally got a vasectomy when he was really trying to have gallbladder surgery.
I just scrolled down and saw his face for the first time.
He doesn't look
happy.
You wouldn't be happy.
Jorge claims he wasn't asked anything upon his arrival before a nurse later informed him that surgeons had mistakenly removed his ability to father a child rather than his gallbladder.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, it's just classic hospital mix-up. Jorge said that the botched operation has dashed his dreams of becoming a father for the third time. I mean, he's laying it on a bit thick now.
He's got two kids.
I know.
Yeah, you got two.
Come on.
Settled down.
Might be a good thing to have.
Yeah. I haven't got the intention to blame anyone, says Jorge. Well, it sounds like you are, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not pointing the finger and I'm not trying to seek out the culprits. All I want to do is try to find a solution while they focus on telling me not to make a drama and get over it. No one's taken responsibility,
the gall.
I get
the
it.
The gallbladder.
Put him in the nuts. It's the Dunce Academy.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it, DJ.
Marty, Max Gorn has arrived in the studio. Oh,
looking stunning.
As always. We're going to have a chat to him in just a couple of minutes. First, though, Cameron in Brunswick. Let's win him 10 grand.
Hello, Cameron. How are you going, mate?
What's going on?
Hey.
Hello, Cameron.
What do you do for a living, Cameron?
Oh, a bit of real estate.
Do you? Troy's loves real estate.
Is Loz there? We've got a mutual friend.
Oh, yeah. Who's your mutual friend?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Dylan Francis?
It is.
Yes, I knew.
Surname.
From Jealous Craig.
There you go.
Cameron, there you go.
Did we meet you at the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh, how'd you remember that?
I knew. We met Cameron at the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Are you joking?
I'm serious.
Remember, Marty, we're talking about how bad vaping is.
Were we, Cameron? Well, I always, you know, I take my heavy conversations to the Chili Peppers.
Absolutely.
We were talking about how bad vaping is. Yeah, I do remember you.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. That's it. Cameron, who's your favourite band of all time?
Oh, well, I have to say Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Solid.
Good memes.
Solid.
Solid band.
We've covered off what you do for a living. If you win 10 grand, what will you do with it, Cameron?
Oh, I'll have to go on a holiday somewhere.
No, a lot of people are saying popular. Holiday. Yeah. It feels like a good number for a holiday.
It does. Yeah.
Where would you
coming
go?
Coming into winter. Yeah. Coming into winter, head north.
Yeah.
Queensland.
Queensland.
That's the obvious one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Queensland hospitals for Queenslanders.
Correct.
Cameron loved it. Mate, I'm handing you over to the king of steamed greens, Mr. Bok Choy himself, Peninsula 2017 Hall of Fame. Services to the arts.
Yeah, the bok choy.
Yes, the bok choy. Make him feel welcome to the baby.
Thank you, Marty. Cameron, you ready for song one?
Oh, I'll see how we go. Let's do it.
Okay, title and artist is what we're looking for. 10 seconds on the clock. Here it is.
Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Yeah!
Good start!
Oh, so well done. All right, song one
is a very wordy title.
It is.
There's a lot going on there.
Tricky.
You could easily get any combination of those words wrong.
Would we have accepted September in September?
No,
it has to
absolutely
be exact.
Not.
Good call.
All right, Cameron, song two.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
You want to have a crack?
No.
Still a couple seconds.
Chest kick. No idea.
No.
It was.
Oh, Cameron.
This one. Paul and Oates.
Paul and Oates.
No, I know the song wouldn't have got it, though.
Yeah, no.
It was a tough one, but well done, mate.
Legends, thank you.
Bye, Cameron. Bye, Cameron.
All right, we'll try again tomorrow.
Max on motion.
No!
What about that from Max? Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gorn comes from nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain.
Marty is here.
Hello,
he's
there. Here.
Good morning.
You look stunning.
What a segue. We're straight into me.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Lucky.
Yeah. Light and shade.
As you said, it's quite ironic that they've driven a truck up there to protest climate change.
Yeah.
Someone missed the memo. Max, where do we start? Well, I guess we start with Jimmy Webster. He's been sent to the tribunal tonight for his hit on Jai Simpkin. It looked awful.
I haven't seen something like that really.
It was old school, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stephen May brought up that maybe his is quite similar back in the Q Clash from years ago, and I think Stephen was around 6 to 7 weeks. So
Steph Martin.
I don't know. I haven't really looked into how tribunal get to where they get to. There's careless and intentional and all those numbers. I'm not sure what the actual weak mark is, but. I think it'd be leaning towards the higher end.
I would have thought so.
Yes.
He could have killed him. And then, of course, if it's all, who knows how the tribunal works anymore, but if it's all based around how the guy is injured, he yep. had to leave the field, he'll go through concussion testing, he'll miss 12 days.
Yep. He's had a few, Jai.
Yeah, he's had a few.
Three since June, I think it's been reported.
Three since June. Yeah. Mm. And then you've got Webster's siblings chipping in on social media, giving it a bit of good night, was one of the quotes.
I mean, I'm only going to judge Jimmy on Jimmy.
Yeah,
I've got brothers and I know how rogue they can go. So I think I get the narrative and the story, but you just got to judge Jimmy for what Jimmy does.
Yeah. Fair call. Mm. But his siblings are clearly simpletons.
Max can't.
How would you feel if that happened to you? One of your brothers chipped in?
I think they have. my parents have probably commented on the Melbourne Insta when I've been dropped. How the hell's gone out? So, family can go rogue. Even if you tell them don't go rogue,
they can't help themselves.
They can't help themselves.
Yeah. Clarkson has apologised to Jimmy Webster for his quarter-time tirade during the practice match between St Kilda and North. Clarkson was defending his co-captain, and it's reported that he called Webster a seasucker.
Okay. Hey, the rhyming was better.
Which was?
Mock plucker.
Oh, mock plucker.
Yeah. Well, now we know what it is. Yeah,
It's pretty clear what
it is. No ambiguity at all. Cleared that up.
It's pretty clear what he called him.
I mean, I obviously haven't heard of it or seen it. There's an incident. Jack Viney, I think he hit Brad Ebert in the jaw, and Ken Hinckley came down at quarter time and went hard at Jack Viney. I remember it was quite...
Really?
It was actually... Like, it's a bit different, but it got me sort of fired up and got me going into the second quarter. I kind of liked it. Obviously, if Clarko said what he said, it's probably inappropriate. Mm. But I actually don't mind a coach getting involved to a small extent.
You see it a little bit every now and then.
Sounds like he's gone over the line.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you stay on this side of the line, I don't mind the coach getting and defending their players.
Feels like it galvanises the playing group a bit.
Mm. Just might have had a bad choice of words.
Yeah.
he's got form, Clarko. He doesn't mind a bit of...
Has he done it at a junior football game? Is that...
Was that Clarko at the junior football game?
Was that Glenn Archer? Yeah,
Archer. Shinboner of the century. Yeah. Well, he can do whatever he wants. But Clarko, he grabbed the guy on the throat crossing the bridge out the front of Adelaide Oval.
That's a tough walk. I've done that.
Yeah, that is a tough walk. Because you know why? Because you're in Adelaide. Crossing the Torrens. Yeah. Grow up. Torpedo over the Torrens is a good idea, though.
Oh, yeah.
Triple M Adelaide.
We should do that.
Good idea.
Are you kicking the footy for Moomba?
No.
No.
What do they do at Moomba? They kick a footy.
They've kicked one almost across the Yarra.
That's grand final day.
Oh, that's grand final day. Oh, they should do. They should do what did we call it
Yeet
over the Yarra?
Yeet over the Yarra.
Yeet over the Yarra.
Sure.
I come across my desk one day to get involved in Moomba. Post the 21 flag.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of Moomba, really. Like, I'm a guy who lives in Melbourne. I know what it is, but like, I just don't really get it.
You never got into Moomba?
Yeah, I never really got into it.
Pete Elliott is the king of Moomba this year.
It's Pete.
Are you saying you turned down the crown?
The crown?
Oh, really?
Story. You turned down the crown?
At that time, well, it's a poor time for us.
Like, it is.
I'm in Sydney this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit
you
hard.
You can't be the king of Moomba this weekend.
No. Oh, my gosh.
So there must have been something. Obviously, the prestige of being king of Moomba far weighs out a lot. So it must have been like a baby born or something like that.
Yeah. I'll finally, find out. Max has given us an exclusive.
Oh, no. So that means Peter Hitchener got your sloppy seconds.
Oh sorry, Pete.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe. No. Oh, yeah.
Stay out of it, Max.
Can we bring some Ruckcraft conversation on air?
Sure.
Because the
Ruck rule... We may lose a few. But...
No, but I think it's really interesting. Oh, personally. Can you explain the new Ruck rule with the straight arm? Because a lot of people would have missed this.
It's just for some reason in centre bounce is the only position on the ground you're not allowed to use a straight arm. Like you're allowed to use it in marking craft, tackling.
Don't argue.
But for some reason just not in centre bounces. So
what? Who made that up?
Don't know, but they've decided to get rid of it. I sort of use my arm to protect my knee because my knee's been battered and bruised over 15 years of rucking. Mm. I'm not a massive straight armer. Like I've got pinned for it a few times, but I've also trained now to not use it. So I'd have to train now to use it again, if that makes sense. But there's some guys that really take advantage of it. So I think it's just smart. Like, my knee is a little bit safer.
Yeah. Mm. So you can go like that now.
You can put your arm
straight out.
If you miss the, if you block them from getting the ball and you don't get the ball, it's a free kick. So there's still some free kicks.
Sure.
But if you're if you're smart enough to be able to get yourself in a position where you can use your arm and win the ball at the same time.
It just seems ridiculous that it hasn't always been that way.
Well, you can do it in boundary throw-ins and ball ups, just weirdly centre bounce.
Crazy. Clayton Oliver's been locked in to take on Sydney this Thursday.
Yep.
You'd be excited about that, Max.
Yeah, incredibly excited. He's since probably New Year's Day, sort of like January 1, starting the year fresh, he's done sort of, about 10 weeks, I'd say, maybe less, of... just a really good block of training and being the best version of himself, and then played two VFL games. I think there's a lot of pressure around round one, and that's what people would look at. But if let's just randomly take this, it's the middle of the year, and he's done 8 weeks of not playing football and getting to be the best version of himself. Then he's played two VFL games. Of course he's going to play that round 10 game. So if you look at it like that, it makes a little bit more sense. But, I'm really excited to see how he goes, a guy that just wants to win back the trust of the community and also his teammates. You can imagine the way he's going to play. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Caleb Windsor, pick 7 in the 2023 draft. Max, he's been named.
Yeah, he's without putting too much pressure on him, although this comment is going to put a lot of pressure on him. It reminds me of a winger of the 90s and 80s of the D's in Robbie. He can really take the ball and run with the ball and get 50 metres running and then kick it to like 50 metres as well, like an Isaac Smith type setup. He kicked 2 on the weekend against Carlton. They both were real ripper goals. So,
yeah, look good.
I'm excited. He was a pick 6, 7. Maybe 7. Looking forward to what he can do on the wing.
Blake Howes?
He's the best of the stories, I think. Not for him. Like, he would have loved to debut in his first year, but this is his third year. He's been behind Michael Hibberd, and he plays a very similar role. So he'll probably, good chance to go to Isaac Heaney at some point or a Papley or something like that, one of their dangerous smaller forwards, and play a really important role for us.
You're taking on Brody Grundy. That'll be exciting.
That will be fun.
Still talking about him.
Still talking about Brody. Hopefully after this week, I don't have to Brody for a little bit.
But, it's his first game for Sydney, obviously. Will he do the bulk of their ruck work, or are they going to share that around? What's their setup?
There is a play that Laddams, their second ruck, he was actually pretty good in their practice match. I'd find that quite funny that Brody leaves and plays his first game as a double ruck, maybe. But so Laddams could play as well, and he's a really good player. But Brody, going back to the era when we used to play each other, he was not much of a talker, quite serious out there. So I'm presuming I'm not going to get much from him during the game, but I was thinking about texting him on the way in today just to say good luck and hope the year goes well. We are great mates. We haven't spoken this week yet, so I thought I might be the guy that just sends him a text and just see how he goes. And
olive branch.
I hope he plays well and we win by 20 points.
Send him an eggplant emoji.
What would that do?
Getting his head.
His head.
Okay.
You'll think, why has he sent me that? It's a call. Why would they send that to Brody? Taylor Adams is missing. Luke Parker has a broken arm.
Okay.
Callum Mills, shoulder. They're all missing.
Mills is out for a little bit.
Long time,
Adams got injured on the weekend. Parker the week before, I think. I knew all those three. I mean, it doesn't take away from their midfield. They've still got Gordon, who almost won the Brownlow, Chad Warner, James Jordan, who's gone over from us and playing some really good football. And we've got some guys out as well, I think, with Cozzy and Petty, so we don't have the big two forwards. So I'd say it'd be relatively even in terms of guys out of the team. They're probably slightly highly regarded, their guys, over ours, but internally we rate Harry Petty as probably one of our better players.
They're forecasting a sellout at the SCG. Just quickly, round zero, like, don't like?
You'd hope it'd be close to a sellout. I get we're not a massive drawing crowd in New South Wales, but I think a few people fly in over. I like the fact that we're now one of the big four teams that go over to Sydney or Queensland to do these games. I said to you, it's the game that no one asked for, Melbourne v Sydney. To open. But they've got the opening game on a Thursday night, opening game of the season. You expect Sydney fans to turn up. Apparently, they've got 2 million of them.
Biggest club in the country.
Biggest crowd in the country. So hopefully they turn up and we play in front of a full crowd.
Who else is in round zero, William?
We've got Brisbane and Carlton on Friday. Collingwood take on the Giants in Sydney. And then Richmond. The Damien Hardwick battle, Gold Coast and Richmond.
What an awful game of football.
That's a good game. You looking forward to that one, Max?
I probably won't watch it.
You haven't helped.
I will watch Brisbane, Carlton, Giants, Collingwood, though. Yeah. They're both prelim.
Prelim
Giants, Collingwood will be a belter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Giants are going to have a very good season, I think.
Is that right?
I think so. You watch this.
Sorry, and you are? Mate, the boys are talking.
Just whack. See why I don't get involved
just
now?
Whack, whack.
I agree. Giants will go well.
Well done.
Thank you,
always
Max.
Lovely to see you, Max. Play well, mate.
Thank you.
We'll chat hopefully. Well, will we see you next week?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, beautiful.
Is that okay?
I'd love to.
We're running.
I just wasn't sure because you're not playing.
I wasn't sure if I was ever coming back in after the grilling I got last time.
But I love it. And you didn't tell us about Brayshaw that happened 20 minutes later. You could have let us know about that.
I walked in and said, I have an exclusive, but unfortunately I can't
you
give it to
you.
You
did say that.
What good is that?
Yeah.
Well, you could say there's something brewing. You could have said that.
Yeah. There's something brewing.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Why so?
Surely you can't.
You cannot be
serious.
Why so serious?
Righto, why so serious? That is what we're about to do here, Marty.
It's a great game.
We play a line from a song or a line from a movie. It's voiced by Siri. You, Will, and Loz have to work out where it's from.
William, I mean, not surprisingly, is dominating, isn't he?
I'm dominating.
Yeah, you are. Four wins this year. William.
What are we on?
Guys are on two or something.
Last time, Loz, you won.
That's my first one.
You're on two. Ooh. And Marty, you're on one.
See, it's close. All of our games so far are close this year.
4-1?
Yeah, but it's well spread out, you know? It's not like Will's on 7 and we're on 1 each or something.
No.
Well, still early.
He's on 4 and I'm on 1.
It was only March the 5th.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to be positive and glass half full.
And you're doing a wonderful job.
I love that.
Yeah. All right, ready for the first one here. First to guess two for the week wins. Okay. Best of three. Here it is. This one is from a movie. It's a movie line. So, Siri, over to you.
Your gym is a skid mark on the underpants of society.
Dodgeball. Damn it!
Yes, Loza.
It's dodgeball.
It is. Here's the grab.
Your gym is a skid mark on the underpants of society.
Well done, Loza.
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
This could be a quick game. Gym. You could have a win here.
Oh.
Jeez, this would be a quick win for you. I haven't seen dodgeball.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Ready for the second one? Round two? This is a song. Over to you, Siri.
We don't serve your country. We don't serve your king.
It's Midnight Oil.
Yes. Song?
You can have it.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Do you want it again?
I'd just be guessing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Here it is again.
We don't serve your country. We don't serve your king.
Beds are burning.
That's shush.
I don't know.
No.
Shush. Tell me to shush.
He's thinking.
Okay, just up.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Here it is again, Marty.
We don't serve your country. We don't serve your king.
All right. We do need title.
All right, that's
can I guess?
Well, just give us. Kane took everything.
That is
Blue Sky Mine.
No.
What is it?
Oh. It's the Dead Hearts.
That was a question for you, Marty.
It was.
You realised that was for you to get a point.
Absolutely going to get that one right. Anyway.
None of us.
No points. All right. This is from a movie. Siri, over to you.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
It's from a movie.
Oh, Planes, Trains and Automobiles.
No, Marty. Here it is again.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
No luck?
No.
One more.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Nope.
No, famous movie line. It was from the Blues Brothers.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Blues Brothers.
I should have known that.
Best of 3 questions.
Oh, yeah, Lauren's won it.
Does that mean that we have a winner?
Oh, Lauren's won!
That was great.
One of those really anti-climactic wins, which you're quite famous for.
That is enough whacking.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
On this day in 1971, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin was first played live at Ulster Hall in Belfast.
Mm-hmm. So when Ulster, I think it is.
Ulster. The first public performance of the song took place there on March 5th. Bassist John Paul Jones recalls that the crowd was unimpressed. They were all bored to tears, waiting to hear something that they knew.
It's the Irish for you.
Yeah, well.
You just cannot entertain an Irish person.
This song kicks into life towards the end, though.
Yeah.
John Bonham in the band.
Yeah.
Name me one famous Irish drummer.
Who's you're the
U2 guy?
Yeah. Larry
Mullins
Jr.
There you go.
Larry Mullen Jr.
Mullins.
He was actually at the Sphere in Vegas over the weekend. He went along.
He went along to their final or penultimate show.
That's right.
Because that residency has ended for U2 now. Mm. It was supposed to be a weekend. It ended up being 40 shows.
Months. Yeah.
Was it?
Mm.
I thought it was. Oh. On this day in 1993, Boston Celtic Larry Bird undergoes back fusion surgery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So spinal fusion or back fusion surgery is surgery to connect two or more bones in any part of the spine. Connecting them prevents movement between them. Preventing movement helps to prevent the pain.
Oh.
During spinal fusion.
Sounds more painful.
It does. A surgeon places bone or a bone-like material in the space between the two spinal bones. I don't like the sound of that.
Surgeons are massively overrated.
What's a bone-like material?
Maybe like a fake bone.
Cartilage.
Don't want to get that wrong.
I'm just saying words.
Marty, do you have anything you'd like to add to fact check today?
No. Should I?
Do you feel happy?
Yep. Oh, my comments about you in the sporting bit with Max.
Comments about Will, I'm pretty sure.
Where I said that you should stay out of it because the boys are talking. I stand by that.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here it is, the back end of the Marty Sheargold Show. You can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
See you, Troy.
I'll be back.
You've got to go and have a tinkle.
Yeah, I've had too much water and about 17 coffees. So,
that's right. We won't talk about you while you're gone.
No way.
Go for it. Do it.
Hey, but just be careful of that door.
Yeah.
You're coming up to it now.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Right into it. Oh, poor
that was a very good
physical
bake.
Comedy.
He's had a big night.
Look at him strut on.
He was happy with himself.
Now let's talk. What's Troy's favourite impression that he does of someone?
Oh, it's got to be Wendy.
Mine's the person he does walking around the table.
High challenge person.
Yeah. We can't talk about any of that.
Why? No, I didn't say what.
Yeah.
Okay. I said the one around the table.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That is.
My favourite is when he does the person on the game show saying, how can she slap?
Yeah. Or the one when he had an unfortunate stopover and someone wasn't happy with him. That's a good impression.
Throwing
Troy under the bus. Jess sent this through because we like doing silly names and she's seen it in a comment section on Lad Bible on Facebook. Sharon says, my son is R, as in like Richard, Sol.
Oh, no.
It wasn't intentional.
Sol. So she's called him Riley Sol.
Yeah.
Riley Sol.
Didn't even think about it, says Sharon.
Yeah. Oh, no, poor
His poor email would have been R Sol.
R Sol.
R Sol to reception, please.
R Sol.
R Sol.
R Sol.
R Sol to gate 23. R Sol.
Troy goes running.
Or that little writes for the online papers.
I think she's in printed papers.
The online papers.
She's a blogger, isn't she?
Grant, I lost my V card on the family farm in the haystack during my grandfather's 60th birthday.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that. The haystack, geez, that'd be itchy.
Gee, there'd be a lot going on there.
Needle in a haystack.
Snakes and stuff.
Yeah. Well, if Matthew's involved, it would have been. It's a joke about the size of your cock.
Oh.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Marty.
Charlene asks, is that now 2 days in a row?
Charlene was the name of my imaginary friend.
Wow.
One
a wonderful
them.
Contribution. Thank
One
you.
Of them. How One many did them. You have?
Two.
You needed a sibling, mate. Desperately.
So badly.
So badly for so many reasons.
Do you want to know the other one's name?
Really. Yeah, sure.
Peg. You're a dickhead.
What's the other one's name?
Pancake.
Pancake and Charlene. Charlene inspired by Kylie on Neighbours?
No, Charlene was inspired by the show Dinosaurs. Do you remember that show Dinosaurs?
I regret asking. We're about to see Charlene.
And so what would sort of conversations would you have with Charlene?
I don't know if there was conversations.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
this
okay.
one. I love dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know where pancake came from. I think I just enjoyed pancakes.
Yeah.
What sort of activities would you do with Charlene and Pancake? We're just talking about Lauren's imaginary friends. She had two of them, Charlene and Pancake.
Let me be clear. It's Pancake and Charlene.
Oh, yeah. It's Pancake and Charlene.
It's like Andy and Hamish.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Like Will and Zabe.
Yeah. Zabe and Will.
I don't know. Imaginary games.
Mm.
Anyway, would you talk to them?
Of course.
Oh,
how desperately
I see them.
Desperately sad.
Oh, that's a good thing. You can see your imaginary friends. Not a freak.
If you had an imaginary friend as a kid, tell us.
Well, you were an only child,
exactly.
though, so that makes sense.
I had a very active imagination.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Make your own fun.
Charlene on Instagram says, is that now 2 days in a row that Lauren's got a yes to a caller when she's asked a question?
Yes.
Two in a row. She's had a perfect week.
Oh, yeah. It's your longest streak.
I don't know about that.
it's a new record.
Today, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was a really good guess.
My yes yesterday, though, was... Oh,
What was your yes yesterday?
I don't remember what the question was, but it was very good.
I remember it being good, though.
It was excellent.
Do you remember the gist of it? I don't...
No.
You remember the gist of it?
I remember the gist of it.
Tegan knows what it was.
Maybe, was it in three way?
He made nuts and bolts.
That's right. Oh,
that was a good one.
Steel fabricator.
Three way guy. Was he on three way?
Maybe. Yeah. That's all I remember.
Brendan lost his V's in a concrete coach's box at the local footy oval.
Ooh.
Pulling bits of rock and glass out of my knees for months.
Oh, knees? Oh, you could have.
Would you like to finish a word?
You didn't need to be on your knees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. Oh, you don't know what they were getting up to.
Yeah.
Also, first time. You don't know what's going on.
That's right.
First base.
Mm. Plus, put the condom on upside down.
Not first base.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Maybe for Troy.
What a home run for you.
He let me join. Troy comes out bleeding and cuts pieces. First base in there. Well, I've got to say, it looks like more than that.
Oh,
Troy's hit a homer.
Gee!
Troy's in a homo!
Wow.
Oh, gee, we laugh.
We really do.
Brendan also says the condom was on upside down and had to be unpeeled instead of rolling down easily.
Right.
Oh, right.
He's put it on.
Yeah, so
instead of it rolling down.
Nice and smoothly.
He's trying to pull it out from
underneath.
I mean,
that's so
hard to explain.
It is.
Yeah. Using your words.
YouTube will get it, sure.
Maybe we can just put that little bit on our story. What's Marty doing here?
It's just great to say the word sheath.
Is a sheath the same as the shaft?
Yes.
No, a sheath is.
No, a sheath is what goes over the shaft.
A sword goes in a sheath.
A sword goes in a sheath.
And it's with cover. A T-H?
Sheath?
Sheath.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Not an F.
No.
Penile sheath.
Here we go. Wikipedia here we page go. For everything.
Okay.
Here we go.
That was the original condom, wasn't it?
The foreskin is usually a sheath.
Oh.
So you know how when Noni's lipstick goes back into its sheath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm.
And you're up to date.
Yes. A lot of changes happening.
A lot of changes.
Male dogs have a conspicuous penis sheath.
Not Noni.
Conspicuous about it. Oh, my God. You've actually got photos. Can we close it?
That is not bad. That's an animal.
That is like a bull's
Actually a great day. It's actually a great day.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
That is a bull.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's a fair cock.
Oh, my God.
That just looks human-like. That is foul. Okay, great, Dane.
Okay.
Don't get a Great Dane. Imagine that thing banging around your lounge room all day.
Oh, I know somebody had a Great Dane.
I mean, talk about ruining a dinner party.
And yeah. they like to cuddle. Yeah. They like to sit in your lap.
Oh, I can't have a really penis cute. On my lap when I'm watching TV.
They're very docile dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I
and
don't...
They don't live long.
No, Warren, you need to get that off your work computer.
Maybe otherwise. six, 7 years or something.
Yeah. Are you
it's
serious?
Really sad.
We had a Great Dane called Teddy.
Mm.
But did you give him away when my younger brother was born?
Oh,
only because Teddy lost the vote. Teddy went out into the country, literally though. we didn't kill him,
but he just let him go, or he went to live on a farm.
No, he went and lived on a farm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, Dad had a shovel when he went down to get him.
Oh.
Poor Teddy.
So how many dogs have you had?
I know.
I've had
Raffles. Moggy.
No, Moggy was his grandmother.
Moggy was his grandmother's. We had a couple of Labradors.
Mm.
Bo and Tip.
Dudley.
Is Dud's one of the Labradors?
No, he's a separate Labrador.
Jeez, you've had, so you nearly had 10.
We had a boxer.
Yeah, he had a
Geordie.
Boxer.
Gosh.
Yeah, I reckon I had about 10 dogs when I was a kid.
Wow.
I've only ever had two, Noni and Max.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. But my
Jenny, Shani, Bonnie.
Yeah, but
Zah,
those are the most hilarious names.
Do your parents breed dogs? No, they just have a lot of dogs. Yeah,
used to. Still got eight. They've got eight bull mastiffs.
Wow,
my God!
But they've got the space.
But they've got to feed them. Yeah, I mean, it must cost a fortune.
I reckon it costs them $100,000 a year.
They're
to run the dogs.
It would surely.
Yeah,
they're not going to continue with that, are they?
No. Mum's past that now.
Yeah.
I keep pulling her over. Because they're about 75 kilos a dog.
Oh, my God. She could be one of those awful stories where, all eight of them turn.
Oh, no. They're very docile dogs.
Bull Mastiffs look angry.
They look really angry.
They look like a bikey.
Yeah. No, they're
It's the bikey of the dog world, isn't it?
It really is.
My mum used to show them, actually. Like 10 years ago, she used to show them. So they're all
I thought you'd show them a titties and stuff.
Hang on. No, that's...
Not Susie Q.
Susie.
She wouldn't do that.
Susie. Put him away.
Oh, yes.
How can she slap?
Justin Holman, who we love on the Producers Podcast.
Yes.
The Glory, we call him. The Glory Holman. He has asked why in the background of where this brick wall is that people on YouTube will be able to see and Instagram, he says, hey, Caucus Girthist, why has a bird shat on Marty's YouTube background wall?
Oh, no.
And he's referring to the kind of tearing.
The
it's annoyed me since day one.
Yeah,
why don't we get rid of
them? You've never loved it.
Oh, it's supposed to just be like...
It's meant to resemble like a poster that's been ripped apart from a brick wall.
Yeah, that part...
It was just the creative at the time.
I've never noticed that. I like the fold over on the other one over there.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Perhaps, Matthew, one of the last things you do in this role could be sorting that out with marketing.
Maybe we get new posters.
Ooh.
Or like brand spankers.
That's very hard to achieve with... It takes a long time.
With the team that we work with.
Right. Okay.
To get them to...
Scorched earth on
the I have a Holman.
The stress I went through to get a logo on there. God.
Someone's asked me a Holman question.
Yeah.
They said, just heard an ad on the podcast about Holman watering equipment. Is that Justin Holman?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I imagine not.
I have no idea.
Oh, I bought some Holman hoses. At Bunnings over the weekend.
That's right. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Good call. Me too, actually.
I think I'm done.
Finally, Tim. We've seen Tim before. He's asked, surely I deserve a Bug My Bandits t-shirt.
He can absolutely have a Bug My Bandits
t-shirt, mate.
You can have one.
with that bung eye.
Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Shugold Show. Let's see who's going to be hosting OCA tonight. Who do you reckon?
Frank Walker.
The Cat Empire.
Hello.
Oh, you were so close.
I said Adele yesterday.
Yeah.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.